Poor nutrition is said to be the leading cause of stunting in the Solomon Islands. From reports during the launch of the National Statistics Development Strategy, it was highlighted that stunting is alarmingly high in the country. In attributing the report by the National Statistics Division, Nutritional Coordinator for Honiara City Council, Ms. Anileo, says the number of children being diagnosed with stunting continues to increase every year. She says it is quite worrying that the number of malnourished children being brought to the children's clinic continues to grow despite ongoing awareness by the health division on the importance of having a balanced diet. Ms. Leo says the high cost of living in the city is a contributing factor, as well as broken homes of families who have not been able to look after the children because of socioeconomic issues. On average, per month, she says between 5 to 10 children require clinical care, with routine checkups being done on a fortnightly basis until a child is deemed fit and healthy.
Community-based management of severe acute malnutrition
is the name of the program which we do.
After two weeks, we
monitor the growth of the children. We do measurements as well as carry out counseling for the mothers regarding the right food mothers should give the children. Ms. Anileo says some mothers continue to bring their children for their fortnightly checkups, whilst some just drop out along the way.
Maybe low income and one problem come about.
Meanwhile, UNICEF's Communication Specialist External Relations Officer, Ms. Donna Herder, says UNICEF will continue to work with the government and its stakeholders to ensure that children's well-being are being looked after.
We are going into a new country cycle for 2018 to 2022. And as part of our work plan, we aim to continue to work with government, continue to work with NGOs, and also with communities and families to change any unhealthy behaviors and lifestyles. So moving forward, we will ensure that these practices, these activities we have, will address any stunting, you know, challenges or issues that countries face, including the Solomon Islands.
Ms. Herder says in the past, Kiribati is to have the highest number of stunted children.
We have information with six other countries in reference to Solomons, and in comparison, Solomons has the highest rate of stunting for children under five. Based on data that we received in 1985, Kiribati had the highest rate, which was 34%. At the moment, we're still refining our studies. So, you know, we just had the one for Solomons, and we're in the process of doing one for Kiribati to see whether that information has changed or not. But to date, Solomons is 33%, and following that, Vanuatu 29%, and Nauru 24%. That's for stunting in children under five.
Do we also consider genes as part of probably a setback in a child's growth?
Globally, there has been research that's been done to take into account genes, yes, but, you know, only a few places in the world considered to have stunting as a gene, and this would be like, you know, the pygmies and that sort of thing. But on average, a country's weight and height and, you know, the way they grow, we can see whether a child is stunted or not. So the way we measure stunting is we say it's weight for height. What we do is we measure the weight and height of the child, and when we get that information, we refer to a chart to see if the child is stunted or not. So basically, this is in reference to a child under the age of 5 years old, and if that child is too short for their age, then that child is stunted.
Which countries in general are susceptible to having stunted children, and probably why?
Every country is susceptible to it. But when I say that, I also want to reiterate that every country is able to stop stunting from happening. And we can do this if we all work together and promote healthy eating habits for both women, especially pregnant women and breastfeeding women. If we encourage exclusive breastfeeding, so that's breastfeeding from the time of birth to 6 months exclusively, and introducing complementary healthy feeding options using, you know, natural, local, green leafy vegetables, root crops, having a balanced diet, but also hand washing to prevent, you know, diseases like diarrhea, which causes a child to lose a lot of nutrients. These are some of the things we can all do in a country to ensure that we stop stunting and that children grow up healthy.
Ms. Donna Herder, UNICEF's Communication Specialist, External Relations Officer. For Solomon Islands, the recent quality and up-to-date data collected by the Statistics Division will help the government and stakeholders in the long run to make sure its objectives and policies are being met.